It's estimated that 10,000 people marched for science in Indianapolis on Earth Day Saturday. The march was one of more than 600 marches launched across the globe to pressure policymakers to use evidence-based science in their decision-making. Guest speakers and participants alike voiced concern for climate change, the protection of public health and public lands, as well as a growing trend to debunk and dismiss science. Jason Rylander, an attorney with D.C.-based Defenders of Wildlife, said the web of life that supports many species is unraveling. He spoke to the importance of the Endangered Species Act. President Trump has said the nation's environmental rules are, quote, out of control.
Did you know that according to the National Cancer Institute, at least 70% of new drugs introduced in the United States in the last 25 years were derived from natural sources? The Endangered Species Act protects all of this for us and for our children.
Indianapolis tech entrepreneur Nick Birch stressed the need for education reform to strengthen science and math curriculum. Birch said a growing tech sector needs science-savvy creative problem solvers.
According to an analysis by the Brookings Institution, the tech sector in central Indiana grew by almost 14% annually between 2013 and 2015. Those are high-skilled but also high-paying jobs, and you don't necessarily need a college degree to get into those careers.
Indiana Forest Alliance Conservation Director Dr. Ray Schnaub cautioned that policymakers were using science as a delay tactic.
In these days of hot debate about what constitutes sound science, I think it's important to remember that all science is incomplete. It's a work in progress. Often, demands for scientific proof are just delay tactics for inaction. And I think it's also important to differentiate between what is really scientific debate and what are essentially economic and policy decisions.
Jesse Carbonda, the executive director of the Hoosier Environmental Council, issued several calls to action.
Write to the governor, veto SB 309, an anti-rooftop solar bill whose core provision, which the leading lawmaker pushing for this bill has admitted is arbitrary, not based on careful economic analysis. The heights that we have to go to ensure that science drives our decision-making seem so high, seem so distant. First, be involved in redistricting and campaign finance reform. Second, actively recruit the kind of Americans that you want to see in office who are compassionate, strong, and who have a deep love of science. Third, change the culture in community. Lift up your kids when they show a real interest in biology, chemistry, physics, and the social sciences. Invite scientists to your schools and communities so that they know, so that scientists can know that there are people there standing up with them.
Hoosier Environmental Council's Jesse Carbonda acknowledged the struggle that comes with creating a government that bases its policy decisions in science.
But our forefathers and our foremothers show the way in fighting systems that were patently wrong, from slavery to Jim Crow to severe discrimination, and they won by the force of truth and by their unwavering courage.
Among those marching was retired manufacturing engineer Tom Blake and his wife. Blake said he was marching because he supports facts.
I support data-driven solutions, and science is an important tool towards understanding data and generating facts. And opinions and conjecture and things like that that are not based on facts and not based on data are difficult to justify. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're wrong, but it just means that they're difficult to justify.
How would you try and convince somebody who thinks that, you know, scientists and other folks manipulate the data to support what they want?
Science, how do I say this? True science is peer-reviewed, okay? And one of the real values of peer review is to have lots of people out there who are not necessarily affiliated with what you're trying to do, look at what you've done and say yes or no, this was done right or not.
I think you have to look for consensus there's no, nothing's ever completely knowable, but at some point there's enough of a consensus in the scientific community that you can accept that they have truth.
Here are some more voices from the March for Science in Indianapolis.
Well, I am concerned about the climate, as we all should be. You know, it's cliche, but we do all breathe the same air. We all live on this planet. But I also believe that just basic sciences are being ignored. Basic sciences that have helped build this country so far. And if we turn our back on what has been our foundation, I think that it'll lead to our fall. My name is TJ Withington.
Tell me your name and what your field is.
Andy Knust, and I'm a civil engineer.
Why did you feel it was important to come out today?
Because, well, science is important. It tells us about our world. And if we don't trust in science, we are not making informed decisions, and our future is at risk. We need our leaders to make informed decisions about the future of climate change and how that impacts our environment and impacts our agriculture and impacts our other, you know, economic systems are really dependent on the climate.
Can you tell me why science is important to you?
There's too much of a lack of science and people that actually believe and should stand up for science right now. Especially with the climate change, there's too many disbelievers that spread the culture of disbelief from America to other places, that we should be leading that charge and belief in that change, that we can make that change to do a 100% renewable resources and get completely off of fossil fuels and just shoving money into corporations.
Do you guys think that this march will entice people who are maybe ambivalent about science or anti-science to take a closer look?
Oh, absolutely. It should. And if not, then people should take a step back and look at themselves and think about the future that they're leaving for everybody. It's the world. It's not just lines drawn on a map. It's the entire world.
Reporting for WFHB, I'm Sarah Vaughn.